You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY in Philadelphia at 5:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. For the past month, public health officials have said vaccinated people do not need to wear masks in almost all situations. Even for those without shots, the rules have been loosening and many have welcomed the changes. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports the shifting guidance can also be a source of social and political stress.
Tess Galen has spent the pandemic interacting with people in person, very carefully. She works the front desk at a library, and she's gotten used to masks being mandatory.
I take the bus 4 to 5 times a week. I work at the front of house of our library, so I'm dealing with, you know, patrons and visitors pretty much all day long.
Now, as the mandates lift, Galen says she's been struck by her own reaction as people become less strict with their masks. The whole thing feels weirdly political.
It's almost like if you take your mask off, you're now, like, picking a side. There's just that sort of social implication that no mask means conservative now. And so while I know I'm probably making incorrect assumptions about some of these people, it's impossible to not sort of think about it for a second.
Statewide, Pennsylvania's mask mandate is now over. More and more people are getting rid of them completely. Philly is still in more of an in-between phase. No masks outdoors, but still needed inside. You can see the flux clearly in virtually any busy public space in the city. On a hot, humid afternoon in Center City, the kids jumping through the spray-ground fountains outside City Hall have their faces happily uncovered.
I'm not wearing it. I don't like wearing masks.
I don't really like wearing it. Because I can't really breathe.
But many of the parents sitting around the perimeter are still masked or have them pulled below their chins, ready to be yanked back up. Katie, who didn't want to give her last name, has hers off for now. But her feelings about changing COVID-19 rules are complicated.
That whole, like, not having it mandated anymore is really stupid. I think it's going to actually cause more people, like, not to be as cautious and think that the pandemic's over and then we're going to have a spike again.
Katie's watching her 2-year-old son run through the splash zone while cradling her baby daughter. She got COVID-19 while she was pregnant, says it was horrible and left her with lung problems. She's not vaccinated yet. She's nervous about how quickly the shots were approved, so she wears masks religiously indoors and worries about other unvaccinated people not doing so.
People don't want to feel uncomfortable, and the thing is, it's whether you want to be comfortable or you want to be sick.
Not everybody at the spray ground feels so strongly. Philippa Taylor Jenkins and Prince Jenkins, a couple visiting from Trenton, aren't wearing masks. They're vaccinated and they're more than happy to defer to the CDC.
The numbers are going down so far because everybody's getting vaccinated, and I'm sure that's why the numbers are going down.
Holly Wilkin is watching these dynamics unfold with fascination. She's an associate professor at Georgia State University and studies the ways health officials communicate with the public. She says when the CDC announced in May that not wearing masks indoors was okay for vaccinated people, it caused some whiplash, especially in places with relatively high compliance rates like Philly. She says some people who got used to wearing masks see it as a reasonable, low-impact way of stopping transmission, or at least telegraphing that they take pandemic safety seriously.
So I think it is a natural kind of reaction that people can have because of this, the fact that we've gone through this whole year of this big trauma.
There's also lingering fear that the new guidance provides cover to unvaccinated people who have been cavalier about mitigation efforts since the start of the pandemic.
You know, we know that there were people that were refusing to wear the masks even prior to this. So how do we know that everybody we're going to encounter have been vaccinated?
These are some of the thoughts keeping Sequoia Medley wearing a mask, indoors and outdoors. She's a South Philly stay-at-home mom with 2 young kids. Another factor for her is that they can't get the vaccine. She wants to set an example for them. As more and more people stop wearing masks, like her friends without kids, she's trying to get used to it. But it's harder than she expected to shake the partisan thinking.
I think maybe it's a good thing because it was getting very easy to get tribal and reactionary and feel as though there were sides when you're dealing with
germs. And it's disquieting because I think a lot of people gained a lot of mistrust in every direction.
That lingering mistrust bothers Medley. But for now, she's going to take the precautions that work for her. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.